And welcome back. And so one has to wonder, how does an NBA owner of the Phoenix Sun become a poet? Or did he become a poet first? Richard Jaffe, welcome to the program. My goodness, if we really spent the time talking about you and your credentials, we wouldn't have time for the interview. But you have been a successful entrepreneur, a generous philanthropic nature to your soul, and your new book is out. And welcome to the program. It's really a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Frankie, and thank you for inviting me on your show.
Tell us about the new book.
Well, Inner Peace and Happiness, Reflections to Grow Your Soul, is a composition of 30 years of poetry I've written, just expressing the lessons I've learned in life, the truths that have come to me, and what has helped me become very, very happy. It's not necessarily your answer, but it really is a chance for me to share what has helped to make me happy.
So you've been a poet before you became an NBA owner.
You know, I've written for the last 30 years, and so I always wrote for myself, but I just expressed myself. It's a passion I had, and we became an NBA owner probably about 7 or 8 years ago. You know, for a white Jewish kid from New York who tried to sneak into Madison Square Garden to own a piece of an NBA team, this is a great country. It just shows anything is possible.
Absolutely, so. And what a trip, huh?
Yes. Well, you know, I've had my ups and downs just like you and just like everybody else. I think it really comes down to how do we control our thoughts and how do we really help ourselves become happy.
So, Richard, as someone, as we look at your picture, we look at, okay, this is a man who has achieved a tremendous amount of success, both financially and emotionally, and you've got a pretty decent life today. You live with passion. How can you share with everyone listening today, what can people do to start getting a piece of happiness into their lives? Is it something that we can teach? Is picking up Inner Peace and Happiness a book that can help people find a thread that they can grasp onto?
Well, everyone's journey is different. So I share what has worked for me. And it's different when I have young kids, when my business is failing, to when now I'm an empty nester. I mean, so it's different. So I think in the book, it's interesting because people always tell me which poems really touch their heart. And I never know because it really depends upon where in their life they are. But I think you have to separate success from significance. Success is what we achieve for ourselves. And significance is what we create for others. So I think as we go through life, in the book, there are poems, Eternal Happiness, which one of my favorite poems, which really talks about the difference between looking for love and inner peace versus looking for happiness and inner peace versus love. There is a boy becomes a man. So there's several different just really lessons. So I think I don't have the answers for anybody else, but I think people will enjoy sharing my journey and finding out where they are and some of the truths that came to me as I wrote about life and passion.
And you write a lot about loving yourself. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because most people don't even think about that.
Well, Frankie, I'm glad you asked that because really I truly believe that the core essence of happiness is learning how to love ourselves. And what that means really is accepting myself for who I really am. That means loving the things about myself I can't change, improving the things about myself I can change, and just living the values I aspire to in life. I mean, just accepting where I am. And the second thing really is being my own best friend, to be grateful for what I have instead of what I don't have. It's a chance to express my love for myself and for other people every day as often as I can. I tell as many people as I can I love them because I truly do. And the final thing really is living in the present. You know, Frankie, so all of us, our minds wander. When it goes to the past, it wanders to regrets. It goes to the future, it fantasizes about fears and doubts. So really loving oneself is about being in the present and being grateful for what we have, for really giving forgiveness for things that we've done and other people have done to us, and just really becoming our own best friend.
When did you first realize that you had a gift for poetry?
You know, I was about 30 years ago. I got my heart broken in my mid-20s, and the gal I was going out with wouldn't talk to me, so I started writing to express myself. It really wasn't, I think, until I wrote the poem Eternal Happiness, which is the first poem in the book.
Yeah.
And it it really shared with me, and I really understood, I was an old soul, I understood at an early age what the difference between happiness and love was. And most people look for love, and instead I realized that we need to build inner peace and happiness, and we can't rely on somebody else, because when someone else creates our happiness, they can take it away. But when we're happy with ourselves, then we long to share it, to give love. Now, one of the truths in life, Frankie, is giver's gain. You get back in life what you give out. You give out love, you get back love. You give out money, mm-hmm. you get back money. And it always might have come from a different source. But so, you know, when I was younger, I just started writing, and these truths came to me.
You know, I chose to do a poem. I did an anthology. It is just breaking right now, just coming out. It's called Pedicure, and everyone else did prose, and I chose to do a poem, and it's dedicated to my mother on the day that she died, and it was a very amazing day in so many ways, and the end of her life. And I chose to do a poem, and it was from my heart that it came from, and there was so much emotion and truth, and I remember working on this poem for months, and I know it sounds crazy, one poem, spending so many hours and days and months working on it, but it did take me that long to get it down to where I needed it to be for this book. And I cried and I laughed, and it just touched me in ways, and I just think that that's what poetry does.
It does, and if we can't write it, then we can read it. So
exactly,
poetry
yeah.
Is where the reader feels like they own it. And so, I mean, in my book, I have a poem, a tribute to a mother. And my mother's still alive, I'm very glad to say. And one of my favorite poems is A Boy Becomes a Man When My Best Friend's Father Passed Away. And many people take it and read it at when someone's father passes away. And anyone who wants it can read it on my website. I mean, it's listed. I recite it. They can read it.
RichardJaffe.net.
Yeah, it's Richard Jaffe, J as in John, A-double-F-E, .net, .com. But it's
hey,
free.
Come back again next time you guys play the Celtics. We should do an in-studio.
I was just there on Wednesday night when we played them. But I think just going back to what you said about happiness, I guess the one phrase I've written in Eternal Happiness says, a happiness one's with one's own true self. Not a need
I love it.
To make, allows our hearts to pour out need without the leave to take.
Thank you so much, and we will be back next time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day and smile. This is Frankie Boyer.